Welcome to What's on Your Face, a podcast about beauty, pop culture, and all fun things on the internet. I'm Sade.
And I'm MJ.
Welcome.
What's up, Sade?
Hi, MJ. How are you?
I'm so glad we're finally recording because that technical difficulty bullshit gave me the worst ADHD rage of my life. Like, I had to take deep breaths through my nose.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like my computer's all messed up. Because we haven't recorded in so long, the system that we used to record has completely changed. So then...
Yeah. I mean, it's all a very boring story, but we're here now. And if we sound funny, you guys know why, but just deal with it.
You just have to deal with it. And it's going to be fun. So you'll...
It's going to be worth it.
Yeah, you'll just hang out for the ride.
Because today we have a lot of good shit to talk about.
We
have a fresh What's on Your Face. We have some chatty, chatty life updates. Mm-hmm. And then we have our holiday gift guide. And I would just preface that. I'm just going to preface it because my love language is gift giving. One of my love languages.
Mine is becoming gift giving. I think like when you change or maybe like grow as like a person, your love language can change. When you change in your relationship, your love language can change. It used to be very low priority for me, but it is like when I redid the test, it is like number two, which I thought
was... You redid the test. That's a good idea.
I think redo the test because as you like change and like, you know, shift in your marriage and, you know, you and your partner change, because that's literally the only thing that's like going to happen when you get married is that the both of you are going to change. Your love language will change. And mine used to be number one by far, words of affirmation. And that is very much lower than it used to be. I think it's my third. And it's now gifts. What was it? It was gifts, physical touch, words of affirmation, and acts of service. And then the last one, which I think is quality time. So I still don't need time. I just need...
Yeah.
Just need you to give me gifts and touch my booty. I'm joking. But I'm also not joking.
But also for real. For real,
touch
for real.
My bum.
Anyway, can you tell me what is on your face this week or right now, this month, whatever
so
we're doing?
It's like a mixture of things, and it's not so much things that are on my face. Things that like I'm... So I have been very much dialed in to like all things fragrance. So one thing that I'm really obsessed with right now, and that is like definitely on my body, is Kiali's Oud Vanilla. So they just did you see the like socials for
the
that?
The Oud collection? Yes. Ugh. Like gorgeous, stunning. I can't wait to get
it. So stunning. And like the bottles are pretty. I believe there's four scents within the Oud family that the Kiali team has launched. There's a vanilla, there's a rose, there's a coffee, and there's a tobacco. The tobacco is a bit off-putting for me, I'll be very honest. But the coffee and the vanilla and the rose are very nice. Now, the vanilla is going to be probably your safest bet. It's a bit more creamier than the Vanilla 28, which is like a very sharp vanilla scent. But I love this. And it's just like really soft and pretty. And I can actually, I feel like I can wear it with other fragrances to like dance it up a bit. So I like mix a lot. So that is on my body. And then...
Oh, I can't wait to smell that and then like chat about it with you. Because I feel like Kiali, the way they do Oud, I would imagine it would be different to what we think Oud is, which is like heavy, intense, you know, like overbearing. But I just hear that they've done such a good job with it and I just can't wait to get it. I'm just going to come over and
but you know what?
Off your dresser.
Oz has it. But you know what I will say? Sephora Australia, they have it because like Kiali, like they love that brand there. So I'm pretty sure they have it in, I think they have it in
I'm literally jumping on the app right now. I'm going on the app.
Do it.
I'm making my like 50th online purchase of the week. Let's talk about that later.
And the Sephora app, like, it's been out of control with what I've been doing on the Sephora app. I'm embarrassed by it. But your girl's been shopping. But you know what I will say? You are right. Oud is like heavy and it's overbearing. But how I view like Kiali Oud, it's like, you know, like how men are heavy and like if they're like, they lay on you, it's heavy. Kiali's Oud is like a woman's heavy, like a lady heavy, if that makes sense. I don't know. Anyways, I love it.
Yeah.
What's also on my face is Fenty's pressed powder, which I know it's like been around for ages, But I'm realizing that I no longer want to leave my house with nothing on my face. I will do it sometimes, and I'm coming back into my skincare roots by just leaving like bare face with nothing else but like SPF. But you know, for a long time I've been in my
but also you can
era. Yes, and that is fair, is that I can do that. So what I was doing before is anytime I would go somewhere in the last like year or so, I'd be doing like concealer and like then I'd be doing a setting powder and da 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 da. And I'd be like, this is a lot just to like go to the grocery store. So I've been doing the pressed powder like very easy, like pressed powder, a bit of liner, and then like a lip gloss. And I'm like, oh. And like the Fenty pressed powder is just gorgeous and it just goes on seamlessly and it just gives you a nice little like zhuzh and then you go. So that is on my face, like when I'm doing like quick on the go stuff. And then another thing that I've been doing, I don't know if I talked about this like in previous episodes, is I have been braiding my own hair for the last maybe year and a half, which is just, and
honestly,
I know like
quite impressive.
Thank you. When I talk to like some Black people, when I talk to them about my hair, they're like, oh my gosh, you're doing your own hair. Like I could never, that looks so hard. I don't have the patience, da, 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 da. And then other Black people are like, girl, I've been doing my own hair since I was 12. This is not special. This is not nuanced. So it like depends on who you talk to, but I like recently finished doing my hair with like an ombre, like black on the top and then like a brown on the bottom. And I'm like obsessed with it because I'm doing it myself. I'm like amping up the care ritual. So one product that I'm using, which is very old school, is Pink Luster Hair Sheen, which is like, I know you probably have no idea what that is, but it's very Black. And it's like in this gigantic pink bottle and it's like a braid sheen and it like kind of helps your hair stay like shiny and pretty and it also smells nice. So that is what's on my face, hair, and body. MJ, what's on your face?
My face this week, I've mixed it up a bit. So I did an order at Giorgio Armani earlier last week. And I just kind of wanted to go back to that foundation they had, the Luminous Silk foundation. Like, you know, that was really
it's all over TikTok
hyped.
And like, yeah.
It's making a comeback. And I was like, why don't I just try it? Because I ran out of my Pat McGrath foundation, which I love. So I thought I'd try this out.
So good.
Go back to my roots. Because I think this is the foundation I wore to my wedding. So aww. I got that. I know. And then I got this eye tint, this like liquid eye tint that I have in like this like beautiful dark brown, like a cool tone brown. And then I already had a contour from them. That's like a liquid contour, which I heard on a podcast. Ooh. The makeup artist who was doing Zoe Kravitz's makeup said that she used this contour on Zoe Kravitz for Catwoman. So I'm like, I have to get that. So I'm using like a little Giorgio Armani bundle and I kind of like it, I guess.
you guess if you like it.
It makes me feel more put together if I have like a bit of complexion on during the day. I don't know. Like
I agree.
Like it makes you feel more zipped up. And yes. Then I got this Ellis Brooklyn fragrance. It's a body mist called Sunfruit. And it's really nice.
I've heard of this brand. Actually, where have I heard of this brand before?
Yes. They're from the States. I got mine at Mecca. It's kind of weird because the packaging is like heavy and glass, yet it's like a beachy body mist. So I don't really know what the thinking was behind that, but it's a really nice scent. And then also on my lips, I've been wearing the Sunny's Face lip treat, which I think slaps.
Amazing.
Way better than the Glossier, whatever their thing is called now. It's like glossy. I think it's called like
cloud
the
paint?
Lip
cloud
suit.
Paint?
No, cloud paint's the blush. Get out of here.
Okay, sorry. I should know better.
You should. Shame on you. it's their lip treat, but I love Sunny's Face. Like I think they do so well. The shades, the formula, especially for this product, highly recommend. And shout out to my buddy Jane who got it for me. She's the best. Yeah.
Sunny's Face is like, they had like a huge, huge moment in like 2019, 18. And everybody was like, Sunny's Face, Sunny's Face. I remember during like the summer of after, you know, everything with Black Lives Matter, they were like, something has got said. And then they were like, no more Sunny's Face. But then now everyone's like, Sunny's Face. I don't know. But I've tried some of the products. I like it. But I know like something happened with the founder. I know, all I know is that something happened
with
the founder. I don't know. But I'm glad it's on your face.
Oh, really? What?
I don't know.
I want to know what happened with the founder. The founder is like the Kim Kardashian of the Philippines.
Which could also like, be a problem.
We should find out. I feel like we need to do some digging and maybe we'll report back.
Yeah, it's like, I swear that someone was like, did you see what the Sunny's face? And I was just like, what? Or it was on like Estee Lauder. And I was like, what? And then something happened with the founder or like something. But I don't know. I mean, I tried the products and I like them. So it's just one of those things where like, you got to make that vote with your dollar if like, depending on how problematic it is. I can't remember what it was, but I know there was something with the brand like in 2018.
Interesting.
Which is a long time ago at this point now.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, okay, maybe we'll report back. What else has been going on with you?
I am like actually, and obviously we don't have cameras in here, but I am surrounded by boxes. I am moving house.
What?
Yeah, I'm moving house. I thought I told you that.
You like alluded to it many, many weeks ago, but I didn't know it was happening this week. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we get keys in like 3 days. So pretty much like in Singapore, since you've been gone. The rental prices have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
Landlords have been in it for like massive cash grabs in Singapore. So pretty much from like earlier this year, like maybe Q1 of 2023 up until now, the landlords have just been cutting for blood with a lot of tenants. Our rent got increased twice. And then they were pretty much like, look, at the end of the year, we need you to go because like all this stuff, they were going to have like their family move in or whatever. And we were like, okay. And then they came to us and they were like, look, you can stay. We're not going to have our family move in, but we're going to increase it this much more. And I was just like, all right, I know, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again. You know what I mean? So then I was just like, I'm going to, you know who said that? George Bush. And that's probably one of the only quotes that I will have from him, but it's my favorite. And he says, can't get fooled again. I enjoy that. So then we found a unit, higher floor, same size for less than what they were trying to like, you know, jack us from. So we're like, I'm actually so happy about it because it's a better view.
Wait, where is it? Like, give me the neighborhood.
In our same condo. We're literally moving up. So right now, as we like have this chat, Jeff, bless him, is like taking boxes up and down the lift and just moving him into the new space.
I'm doing nothing.
Yeah. I'm just like, I will move my products because products over everything, ho. I'm like, look, everything needs to be delicately handled. You know, so all of my products are being moved by myself. I may move some of my clothes. I may have Jeff do it. I don't know. And so, yeah. And then I will, on the day of like the actual move, when we have people come help us move like the heavy stuff, I'm going to take Hero for like a little cruise around the neighborhood and maybe get a coffee, maybe go to like an indoor play gym and just be gone for like 6 hours and then hopefully come back and everything's done. That's the goal here. And then
you'll reappear and then everything will be magically done. And you're basically a passenger princess in this whole move situation. That's ideal.
Absolutely. I may make some TikToks. I may make some content while he's like moving boxes around. And that will be the move.
Quickly, can we just talk about TikToks? I know this is old as fuck already, but that song, Water, was stuck in my head for literally a week and a half straight. I've been enjoying lots and lots of content around that song, and it's brought me a lot
of joy.
Jeff
and I did a TikTok to that, and it was quite cute.
Yes, but I thought you were actually going to do the dance, and I got quite excited. And then I was like, God damn it, Jeff. But you were never going to do that dance, were you?
I was. Okay, so you know what it is? You don't actually have to have like a juicy booty to do that dance. You just have to be able to like work your hips properly to be able to make the rest of like your possibly tiny booty cheeks jiggle the way that it's supposed to. Because if you try to do that trend and you don't know how to work your hips, it will humble you so quickly. Humble you. So, yeah.
I want to see.
You want to see me do it? Do that. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, I want to see you.
Maybe
do that
I'll now. Do another trend and jiggle my butt. But Jeff, honestly, like, doesn't. He's not crazy about it, but he doesn't care because he's also just like, he knows that most people like on TikTok are like trolls and weirdos, and he knows that I'm aware of that. So he's just like, yeah, he'll be like, are you sure? Is that what you want to do? Okay.
That is so funny. That's your impression of Jeff after his.
Are you sure you want to do that? I don't know, but if that's what you like, okay.
That is not. For the record, that is not what Jeff is like. Jeff, I'm coming to bat for you, and Shajay is on one today. All right? She's
He's
on one.
He's going to be like, I don't sound like... Okay, to be fair, Jeff's more like this. I don't sound like that.
But he also like, doesn't sound like
he
that.
He doesn't. I feel like that's how he sounds. Yeah.
I actually had some major, major news that I've been holding for weeks and weeks because we've delayed recording. So the other night, I did oil cleansing, like proper oil cleansing with a shitload of oil cleanser and put... It's about the time you spend doing it. So I think I did it for like 8 minutes watching Vanderpump Rules.
What?
And washing my face. Yeah, I did it for 8 minutes and then I washed my face and I swear to fucking God, every single like sebaceous filament, blackhead, gunk in my pores was gone. Like hand to the Bible or whatever the equivalent of that is for me, it works. But you just need to like sit your ass down, watch something, and just like rub that oil into your face and then wash it. Like on a dry face,
eight minutes, babe,
just try it. It is so life-changing. I cannot recommend it enough. Like I just had to tell everyone, get some like dry face, get a bunch of oil
runny oil,
and it has to be an oil cleanser, not like a fucking oil, because there's people on TikTok like, it's not working.
Oil.
Yeah, bitches are out there using like avocado oil and cooking oil on their face, and it's like, of course that's not gonna work. But
stay
it's
out of your kitchen with your skincare.
I just had
stay
to tell everyone, yeah, it works.
Eight
you just have
minutes,
to commit
though.
It's amazing.
8 minutes.
Yeah.
You know. 8 minutes is a long time, babes.
Try it.
Side note, do you know I got hammered one night and then like went on TikTok live for no reason and did my skincare routine?
Oh my God, my you're joking.
At like 4 a.m. At 4 a.m. hammered. And I did all those steps. And then the next morning I was like, that was embarrassing. And Jeff's like, you were really loud. Anyways. Maybe I'll do a TikTok live and I'll take off my makeup for 8 fucking minutes.
I'm telling you, it's like the results are unmatched.
Okay, but then how long are you using a regular cleanser after that? Because you obviously go on with your regular like gel foam cleanser.
No, the oil cleanse is my second cleanse. So I do one with the micellar water and then I do the oil cleanser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I mix it up, but
interest peaked.
Yes. Like sometimes I do oil cleanser and then my gel cleanser afterwards. But in Australia, it's like, it's dry out here. Like,
you're really dry there with the weather. Okay. So sometimes you do a micellar and then you do the oil and that's your second. And then you don't do a foam or a gel.
Yeah. Correct.
Defo peaked. Interest peaked. Yes. That actually sounds... Okay.
Doable, right?
Let's see if there's a there. I like that. I'm actually, MJ, it's very rare that you get me excited about skincare things because
Because you're the skincare queen.
Yeah, I am. I know. Oof. Okay, I want to do that tonight. I'm so excited.
Exactly.
Okay.
Report back.
So what else is going on with you, babes, besides you doing 8 minute cleansing?
Well, I went to my first Australian music festival where I camped.
Ooh.
That was a pretty eye-opening experience.
How much doo-doo did you see?
Doo-doo? Poo?
Yeah. How much poo-poos? Poo-poos? Doo-doo?
No, none. Like, there were porta-potties. There weren't enough porta-potties. Like, if I had to give notes to the organizer, I'd be like, more toilets. Also, more running water.
There's never enough porta-potties, babe.
Well, there was, like, because this was like an organized music festival campground. And I was told there was going to be running water, like where I can wash my face. That was not the case. I had to wash myself with wipes. I was freaking out actually on the inside, but like trying to play it cool with like the people I was camping with.
And nah, babes.
It was rough. It was, I know, I broke out. I got a giant pimple on my chin for half of day two and all of day three. And I know. And it was like hot during the day and I'm like sweaty. You're like disorganized. It's dusty. But the dust kind of acted like a dry shampoo for the hair. So it was fine. But I didn't shower for 3 days. It was wild.
Oh, no. Immediately, no. I need to shower. No.
Because it's so dusty.
Pick somebody else. Don't ask me to go to this ever. Pick somebody else.
I know. But I like didn't even know myself. I'm like, who is this person? I like squatted next to a riverbank and did my business. Not like number two business, but it was wild. Yeah.
I'll tell you who you are now. You stink. That's who you stink. Wipes?
Listen,
did you use the wipes on your business?
I had three different kinds of wipes. I had face wipes, cleansing wipes, and body wipes. Four different kinds. And then baby wipes. I used like all four of them just constantly. It was wild. Shall we?
How many black people were there? I feel like not many.
Like, I feel like three. Like, I saw three. No, literally. I sent my sister some footage of the music festival and she goes, oh, it's all white people. I'm like, yeah, it's Australia.
I was going to say that everything you were saying about that festival is not for the blacks, but that's fine. Because I need a bath.
Yeah. Like it was next to a river. Like it was nice. It was nice.
I'm not bathing in a river, babes.
I feel like we should tell the people what our gift guide recommendations are because that's kind of the big shebang.
That is the
today.
Big reveal. The big shebang.
Because I'm really excited.
I know you are. You know, your language is probably still gifting.
It is.
It is. And I feel like, so let me just tell a quick story, even though MJ is like, wrap it up, bitch. So MJ is like a Scorpio that likes to get gifts. But then also when you get her a gift, she's just like, if you fuck this up, I'll never forget it. So we're in Sephora when MJ was in Singapore. And I was like, when I tell you I had ideas of all of the cute things that I thought MJ would love. And I was like, we were walking around and Holiday had just launched in Sephora. And I was like, what are you thinking? Isn't this so cute? And she was just like, ew. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then we walked around somewhere and I was like, what do you think about this? And she was like, oh, who gets that? And I'm like thinking to myself, as I have a giant bag of this in my house. Like, yeah.
No, okay. Sense. No. To be fair, I thought you were asking me, like, would you buy this? And it's like, if I'm spending my own money.
I did, and you said
no. Yeah, but that's the thing about gift giving. Like, I feel like to get something that you wouldn't want to spend your own money on, but it's like a treat is a great gift.
Okay.
Like, the premise in which you were asking me these questions were like, hey, do you want to buy this? You know, like put this in your cart. And I'm like, nah, maybe. Blah, blah, blah. But if someone gave it to me, I'd be like, oh, yes, thank you very much. I'll take that and I'll enjoy
it. Okay. See, that was not, first of all, don't make yourself seem like you were being this like pious, kind person. You were like, oh, when some I pulled something out in front of you. And I was like, oh, okay. So I wanted it to be like a surprise. And you know what? I'm Team Toby.
Then don't ask me what I think about it. Just surprise me.
I feel like Toby right now. I feel like Toby. Like you just can't win. You just can't win,
MJ. Toby's going to be like, I feel
stop
seen.
Stop gaslighting me, MJ.
That's exactly what he says to me all the time.
Shout out to Toby.
Shout out to Toby. Can we like tell the people our gifts for crying out loud?
You go first with what is on your gift guide, MJ. What is your number one gift?
Okay. This year, I've come to a personal realization about fabric and like the composition of fabrics. okay? And I'm kind of becoming a fabric snob, if you will. Like polyester will very rarely touch my skin, you know, rayon, whatever the fuck those synthetic fabrics are, no thank you. However, I've discovered that 100% wool or like fine merino wool or cashmere, you know, alpaca, all those things are just delightful to sit on the skin if they're 100% and made of good quality fabrics. And so my gift guide recommendation is anything, socks, undies, scarves, hats, that's 100% fine wool or 100% cashmere.
Who's like, wearing wool underwear?
People out here are. There's 100% merino fine wool underwear.
Underwear?
No, but it's so fine that it just feels like a really soft cotton, if you know what I mean. Just
I
trust.
I can't do anything but like
I'll send you a link
on my business.
No, but the thing is that wool regulates your body temperature. It'll but keep you cool. It'll keep
pH
you warm.
Balance? I don't need my
It's breathable, babe. It's breathable and it's hygienic. It's antibacterial. There's all the properties of wool. There's so many out there. We'll have to do a full episode on it because I can't get into it now. But that's my number one. What's your number one?
My number one. So MJ and I were chatting about like things that I want just in general. And then she put me up onto this website called Essence, which when she first said it to me, I was like, Essence, like the magazine, like the black magazine that I've like known since I was like a child. And she was like, no, and she was like, Essence, and she spelled it for me. Went to the website and I found, and she told me that there was a lot of like really cool black designers. And I think being overseas for so long, like I love supporting local like brands here in Singapore and in like, you know, the region that I'm in. But I do also miss supporting like black designers like in the US because that was something that I liked to do when I was there. So I found a few designers there, but then I also like then started looking up other black designers and I found these twins called Bruce Glenn. And they're on Shopbop and they're on like a few other retailers. I think they're in Neiman Marcus. They have this gorgeous bag that's like half glitter, half denim. It is something that, you know, the whole like full glitter thing that, or the full like sequin diamante thing that you can see, like Prada makes it and stuff like that. But I like the idea of getting something like that. I'm not buying it from Zara. I'm not buying it from Prada. I'm buying it from like these two, you know, black designers that both have like blonde, you know, Caesar cuts. Yeah. So that is my something that I would give or like to be given as a gift.
I think that's a really good. Wait. So you would like to either give to somebody or be given this gift. So it's a double whammy.
It's a double whammy for sure. It's a twofer, okay. Which I'm like, okay. I'm about it.
Okay, great. We'll throw these like pictures of these things up on our IG so the peoples can see. Okay, I have a number two and a good story that comes with my number two. So at the Bush Doof, at the festival, like the weather was good. There was like a slight breeze, but like during the middle of the day, it got hot.
Wait, I'm sorry, pause. What did you just say? The weather was what?
Good.
Okay, babe, you're Aussie twang. I'm going to need you to reel that shit in. You just said
good. Nar. Nar. So at the Bush Doof, the weather was gorge.
That's what she just said.
Gorge.
Gorge. Anyways, go ahead.
and so before my girlfriend, Brooke, who I went to this festival with, she was like, oh, bring one of those like fancy sprays like from Sephora. And I was like, okay, sure. So I got a mini of the Caudalie Beauty Elixir. And like at the music festival, I swear, like spraying someone down of that beauty elixir was like a currency. You know, like people were loving it. And when you're like hot and like into the music and like on the dance floor and stuff and having that like reset with those essential oils and that cooling, oh my God, people were dying for it. Like people were like giving things back, like because I had gifted them a spray in the face of the beauty elixir.
Bring it
like
to this, Burning Man.
This one guy gave me some like grape gum. You know, like people were like very, like it was currency and it was so good. And so I think if you're going out to future festivals or just like a nice gift, like get the beauty elixir. They've reformed. Okay. So number two, or just an add on to that, they've redone the packaging. And so before years ago, the beauty elixir was like cat pissing in your face. It was not a good spray. Now it is a beautiful mist that's even and gorgeous and enjoyable.
getting your spray right when you have like a mist is like so clutch, because it can be really good. But if it is, like you said, cat pissing at you, your face, you're just like, oh, and it ruins your experience. Like, but I feel like Caudalie does an amazing job with getting that like perfect, fine amount of mist. Now, what I do need is some of these like makeup setting spray brands to like get their shit together, because some of them are cat pissing at people. Anyways, my second thing is, you know what? I'll make this something that I would give. Tom Ford fragrances, period. Tom Ford fragrances are so
So
it's likely that you will get it. It's likely that you will get the 10 ml, which will last you for a long time. But I just feel like it lasts for so long, and they're just beautifully made fragrances, and like the nose behind them, they're just immaculate. And I'm just very like, I love a good Tom Ford fragrance.
And they're all and beast then, mode fragrances.
Yes. They're all just beast like, mode. There's so many that when you just, if you just go in front of like a Tom Ford wall day and you just smell them all, oh, it's just nice. And it's like, and it's deep and it lasts all
They're all very long day. Lasting. Yeah.
That's very like, long lasting. So when you pay that money, when you pay that premium, you're paying for all day. And then second would be Kylie, because like Kylie has a cute little minis, which I love. And I feel like that's like a really
Yeah, I have those. Good, those are good. Those
gorge,
are good.
A gorge gift. Good.
Those are sick, as the Aussies would say. It's sick, mate. No, I have those minis and I really enjoy them. And Georgina will come into my room before school. Like, I'll tell her to put on her shoes and she'll sneak into my room. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, nothing. And then she comes back out and she smells like Kylie Juicy Apple.
Love. Love. She's a queen. She's an icon. Watch out.
I'm just like, okay, fine. And then Charlie goes in and he's like, I want a spritz. I'm like, yeah, sure. And they said, so they both go to school smelling like Kylie Juicy Apple. It's very cute.
So my, cute.
It is. My third gift is kind of a generic. If you want to go down the route of like perishables and like edibles, not that kind of edibles, but I found there's this website in the US called Gold Belly. We're not sponsored, yes, unfortunately. Yes. If you need to send like a nice gift that's like food related, they have like these beautiful farms that do like a nice box of fruits. And I send them to people and they're like, these were the best fruits I've ever had in my life. You know, like a pineapple from Hawaii or like an orchard from California. It's great. My second food gift is Edmond Fallot mustards, which is very niche, but it's a thing.
I don't even know where you're going with this, but explain.
Like, I have been down salad dressing TikTok and I am now an expert at making salad dressing. And the key, the heart of a good salad dressing is the mustard, is the Dijon. And so this line of mustards, they have like tarragon mustard, they have red vinegar Dijon mustard, they have like, you know, green peppercorn, like really good. And they're like $7 for like a little bottle. So those are really good. And they're very niche, but good.
It sounds nice. I love mustard.
Me too. But I love mustard.
Jeff hates mustard, but it makes me sad that, yeah. He
like hates honey mustard? Like,
he hates all mustards. Like if there's mustard in it, he like makes his face and he's like, there's mustard. And then like, I'll be like, no, there isn't. And then he'll ask the chef and they'll be like, yes. Like he despises it. But I love mustard.
I love mustard.
I need Dijon. I need honey. I need with like little peppercorn. I need all the things.
All
great,
the thing.
Great coupon,
classic yes. Mustard. What's your number three?
My number three is more of a gift that I would like to like either somebody make or that like they can buy it. So right now in my house, well, not right now because like we're moving, but I have this picture of like the group called Outkast. So Big Boy and Andre 3000. And it's just a picture of the two of them together. And like their suit that they probably would have wearing has been replaced with like this like African pattern design from this person on Etsy that basically made it. And so like we bought that picture purely because my daughter Sayuri, when she was like one, and I want to say she was really into it, but like we would just play Outkast because Jeff and I, the song that we came out to as a married couple was International Players Anthem by UGK and Andre 3000. So pretty much like the group from Outkast. So we love. It's called the International Players Anthem. That's what we came out to. Anyways, So we love Outkast. So we would play it for our daughter and she would just start doing this little dance. So we were like, oh, well, like Sayuri likes it. So let's get like a little framed photo and put it on the wall. So we love it. So right now she's really into a song that is highly inappropriate because it has a lot of like bad words in it, but it's Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar. And they sing this song called Family Ties. It has this very iconic beginning to it. And every time it plays, Sayuri like will drop what she's doing and she'll like run over and like dance to it. And now that we have Ro, he dances to it as well. So we just love Kendrick Lamar and Baby Keem. And so I'm wanting to get like a similar design of what we have for Outkast, but for Kendrick Lamar and Baby Keem. So I'm like, look, I'm scouring Etsy. I'm debating if I should just go into ChatGPT or ArtGPT and make one myself. But that what would is be something that I would love as a gift.
RGPT.
You can basically go and like you can just put a bunch of things in. You can put a bunch of like things that you want to see image-wise in, and it will make you a bunch like what it thinks that you are looking for. And then you can keep going through and it'll do different renderings of it. I think you have to pay for it, but it is something that they can do for you. Okay. Jeff was saying like maybe we can just do, because Jeff is getting very much into like the AI kind of, he's looking at a lot of AI space. So he was like telling me like, yeah, if you want, you can make it yourself. But I would like to, you know, if I can find someone on Etsy and like pay somebody, I would love to do that. Why not?
Would rather outsource it.
Yeah, for sure.
Amazing.
What's fourth for you? Tell me.
Number four is, you know, more of like a, if you're going to somebody's house, you know, for a holiday party or have to do a last minute gift, I would say the Paul Roger champagne. Is my favorite. And I think it's a really nice one to gift. And it's like just a little bit bougie. It's tasty. It's so tasty in my opinion. So it's a good one. What's yours?
It is very tasty. This is a champagne that like is quite new for me because I've always been a Veuve girl, but I do whenever my girlfriend Alana, who drinks a lot of champagne, was telling me about this. It's a good one. That's a very, when I saw that one that you put, I was like, yeah, that's a goodie. Mm-hmm. Number four, again, to be given or for me to give is, so on that website, Essence, there is like this whole section with Black designers who make this blanket that has all of these pretty much like hip hop CDs, like, and what the original CDs look like. It's the artist or whatever who made this blanket. They're called Curves by Sean Brown. And they have all of these like really amazing albums from like the 90s and like the early 2000s. And it's basically the original CD. So there's like Outkast, Stankonia, there's Oasis, there's Erykah Badu, there's Jay-Z, The Blueprint, there's Daft Punk, there's Love Below, Lauryn Hill, TLC, Crazy Sexy Cool. There's like a Prince CD. And it's literally what the CDs look like, but like on a giant blanket, on a giant throw blanket. And when I saw it, I was just like, I want. It even has like Motown in the background. Like
How much is it?
$305. So it's
USD hits different these days. Like if something's sure USD, does. I'm like, that's like $550.
Which if it's $550, that makes it like $520 sing or something like that. Like Joe Biden's America is not cheap.
She's expensive.
But I would adore that. And if I was just like out here, you know, dropping stacks, I would definitely buy that for like somebody. Because when I saw that blanket, I was like, I would just want that all the time. Anyways.
Okay.
That's
if
my fourth.
You're there listening. this is so funny because you've basically treated this as a gift guide to yourself, I've realized.
I did that last year. I don't understand why you think I would do anything.
Fine. Fair. Like,
Somebody else.
Okay, number five. This is something that I actually do love getting this product, and I have in the past, like from close friends.
I talk about it all the time.
It's the Jo Malone Green Tomato Vine Candle. It is such a good one. It comes in the beautiful ceramic casing. Year after year, this will be on my gift guide. Done. Period.
Do you have one right now?
Yes, I do. Toby's like squirreled it somewhere, but I do have like a half burnt one somewhere. But I wouldn't mind. More.
Another one?
Hint, hint.
Wink, wink. Okay. I like that. Mine is also a candle. Malin and Getz dark rum candle, which is like, they have like a gigantic one, which I really like. And I would give this as a gift. So that Malin and Getz dark rum candle with a candle kit that I found on AliExpress for $6. And it comes with like the little wick cutter and like the little puller so that like you can like pull up the wick and like keep your candles nice.
I don't know if like $6 is a good budget bracket for a flammable item in the house. Like, I feel like you should be spending at least 20.
I don't want to spend 20.
It might blow up. Like, who knows if the candle wick.
It is metal. First of all, it's not going to blow up. And second of all, I bought those like metal Apple Watch strap things. I bought one on AliExpress for $5 and I've had it for eight months.
But you're going to burn this thing. Fabulous. Like, it's a flammable. Like, okay, some things from AliExpress could possibly blow up.
I'm going to buy it and use it just to spite you. And when it doesn't blow up, I'm going to be like,
what kind of wax is it?
Look at that. What do you mean, what kind of wax is it? Oh, for the candle? I believe
it's a good quality wax.
I think it is. I don't know. You're going to call my bluff. I don't have a solid answer on that one. But you don't think that Malin and Getz make good candles? And like, they sell a lot of them.
No. I mean the candle kit from AliExpress.
What do you mean? What kind of wax is it?
Does it come with wax?
No, or I don't know. It just comes with like the little thing that you cut the wick with so that it doesn't like burn.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. So it's not a candle making kit.
No. It's a candle treating. It comes with three things. It has candle. It has the cut so that you can like cut the wick, so that it's fresh and it doesn't like give that like black soot that it comes up with. And then it also has the little tweezer so that you can pull the wick out of the wax when the wax is hardened. So you pull that out and then you can relight it. And then it has like a little cover that you put on top of the flame so that you're not blowing it out and that you're just covering the flame as opposed to, you know what I mean? It's those three things. I would buy you the candle and then I would buy you like the candle kit to like, or maybe I'm using the wrong term. It's like the candle treatment kit or whatever. It's how you like take care of your candles so that they don't get all like sooty and like have like those dark flame things all over them.
Okay. Done.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's what I would get. Yes. And I feel like that it would be like a complete candle.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
My number six is something that I am really excited to share because I've been using a lot of body creams. I've been using the Sol de Janeiro. I've been using Fenty. I use L'Occitane. And I have to say that the Fenty Body Butter Drop Body Cream, whatever it's called, is the best of them all in terms of scent, in terms of texture, hydration. It's way better than Sol de Janeiro. There, I said it.
But what do you expect? I say that
Rihanna.
First of all,
I know
Rihanna is black, right? Black people know lotion. That's one. Two, Rihanna is beige.
She knows hydration,
right? West Indians know, like you, West Indian parents. I feel like they'll put you in jail if you leave the house without lotion on. Like we know lotion. Like it is a thing. I expect nothing less from Robin Fenty. I expect nothing less from her
and that's the thing.
Outstanding.
Correct. So the SDJ one, it's really light. It's very, you know, it's very light. It's nice. It's good. But the Fenty one, I was like, yes. The scent is underrated.
Yes.
All right. And then I have another pro tip. The Fenty hand cream is some wizard shit. Nothing. It's so good. It is so good and it works and does everything it says. It's an amazing product and I don't think it gets enough, you know, spotlight on it. It's so
really
good.
Yes. I'm gonna be honest with you right now. I've just opened up my Sephora app and
good. I'm influencing you. You're influencing me and I'm influencing you. This is what this podcast is about.
I have never, whenever I see hand cream, but okay, so what I do have in my cart currently is a Sol de Janeiro hand cream. And what will be interesting is to see how the both of them go to, so this is the Hydravisor. Is it the Hydravisor hand cream? Is that what you have?
It's like,
and it's like the white, the beige colored bottle with a little bit of purple on it and a tube. I think this is what, I think this is.
Yes, it's the tube. It's the tube.
I'm good. It's in my cart. Done.
It's the Hydra Reset Recovery Hand Mask. Yes. Get it.
I'm excited about that.
What's your number six?
No, I expect nothing else. I expect nothing less from Robin. I expect nothing less from her. So very excited about that. Okay, so a rival to this, which I feel like they've done a fabulous job, Nude Sticks body butter cream. So Nude Sticks, I feel like they're not afraid to try new things, whether it's like successful or not is like another conversation.
No, they're not.
Day, right? Now, Nude Sticks launched a body line, which we've spoken about. They launched it with Sophia Richie. She was kind of like their front woman. They also launched a bit of skincare in the past, but they have a peptide body cream that it's like it's 240 mil. You're getting a lot for it. It has 3% AHA complex. It has like a yuzu lavender bergamot scent to it. I really like it. And I feel like I teeter between that one and my Fenty Skin lotion, body lotion. And it's good. It's very good. I don't know if they have any smaller versions of it because it's quite a commit. It's a commitment at 240 mil, but my skin is drinking it up. So I'm very happy with it.
Amazing.
And that is,
I think
I'll
try that.
Try it. You should. So
I think I might have it.
You should have it. I feel like you should have it somewhere, but it's like a beautiful product. So MJ, anything else you want to share? Like for gifting, for holiday, any, you know, Martha Stewart tips because you know, with your pickling that you've been doing lately unsuccessfully.
Stop. Just leave my pickling alone. All right. Like I'll get one day.
Been pickling. She's been pickling unsuccessfully. She's broken a few things.
Unsuccessfully. There's
pickle juice everywhere in her house.
No.
But I think you're trying to get into the Aussie lifestyle and pickling.
No, I think that's it. That's all we want to share. Let's wait and then check back in after we buy all the things for our people and see if there's anything we've missed out on. But I think that's good.
This is great. Well, guys, thank you for listening to this fun holiday gift guide episode. If you like what you're hearing, follow us on _what's on your face on Instagram or _what's on your face on TikTok. And you can hear this podcast on Spotify, Apple, and all places where podcasts can be listened to. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Give us 5 stars. Bye.
Yes, 5 stars. Bye.